Well, I don't have much of a problem at the moment. I think there's a way through this. I think we've just got to wait and see how the numbers fall, whether there is a government in its own right or whether there's a hung parliament. I think there most likely will be a hung parliament. Whether my vote has anything to do with the determination of government will unfold over the next 4 or 5 days. So,
but it clearly will. And my point is that on the one end of the spectrum, you've got the Greens and Bob Brown. On the other end, you've got, say, Bob Catter. And we're going to have a government, whether it's an Abbott government or a Gillard government, either way, it's going to be trying to steer a course between those two.
Well, that's democracy. People vote for people. That's the way the numbers crunch. I don't have a problem with either of those people. There is no one more passionate for his people, and they're the people who elect him, than Bob Catter in terms of the parliament. So I don't have a problem with Bob. I get on very well with him. I'm quite happy to work with him, and we're going to attempt to work as a small group, the three country independents at least, at the start of any negotiations, if in fact there's a hung parliament.
Listening to you on the 7:30 Report special Sunday edition last night, and also talking to Rob Oakeshott as we did earlier this morning, it seems that more and more of what you were saying tended towards a Gillard agreement than an Abbott agreement, in particular the emphasis you personally placed on broadband.
Well, I think that's nonsense, but anyway, you have your view. But broadband is very critical to the future of this nation, in my view, and we've spent 10 years arguing over telecommunications, and we've got further and further behind the world. And if we want to be part of the globe and actually overcome some of the issues in terms of health delivery, education delivery, business delivery, and negate location as being a major issue of concentrating people in city feedlots, I think we've really got to try and get the broadband thing right. Now, I don't trust either side on this, and I think Tony Abbott is actually saying just in the last couple of days that he's prepared to relook at what they went to the polls on. Which says to me that they may not have got it right. The Labor Party haven't really outlined their plan in terms of broadband. They have a sort of rough concept, so I don't think they've got it right. What I'm arguing for is let's get it right. This is very important infrastructure for all of us, and I think if you were ever going to invest in something for the future of this nation in terms of productivity and a whole range of other things, broadband is probably as good a place to go.
We interviewed this morning Senator Barnaby Joyce from the Nationals and played to him your comments on the 7:30 Report last night on Sunday night, saying that you thought that Senator Joyce was, I think you called him a fool, and his remarks were unhelpful. He neither apologised nor backed down.
Oh, well, the man is a fool. I think anybody who has anything to do with him realises that. But for Barnaby Joyce to give gratuitous advice with a potential hung parliament, when he had the balance of power in the Senate and then sold country people and the nation out on the sale of Telstra, for instance, when he actually said to people that he had a letter from the Prime Minister that it would be enshrined in legislation that people got equity of access to broadband services. And here we are again, still arguing that toss. And this is the point I make, that don't believe what people say, and I don't believe either side in terms of this issue, that there may well be an opportunity in the hung parliament to make sure that what they've said in the past are actually delivered. Now, Joyce is on record as saying there would be equity of access to services.
Yep.
There's, and a number of others are as well. So I'll be doing what I can to make sure that those sorts of things are physically delivered to people rather than just promised to them.
We looked at the Victorian experience when Jeff Kennett and Steve Brax were tied at the end of an election in 99. Are you looking for a written charter in the way that Brax signed up with Susan Davies, Russell Savage and Craig Ingram?
No, I haven't spoken to anybody yet. The three independents haven't really had a face-to-face yet because we don't really know what sort of plasticine we're playing with yet in terms of the numbers. And I was involved in a hung parliament in New South Wales in 1991, and there was a charter of reform back in those days. But what we found, as soon as one of the major parties took control again, most of those things were torn up and they went back to business as usual. So I don't get too carried away on that sort of stuff, but I'm quite happy, and I've said to Tony Abbott and to Julia Gillard that I'm quite happy to sit down and talk about the issues. I think the critical issue here is stability of governance for a three-year period. That's what people went to the polls on. If we can't achieve that, it'll be back to the polls. Well, I don't think anybody particularly wants to return there just yet.
And I thought it was telling that Rob Oakeshott said you've got to look at the whole of the Parliament, not just the House, in which case a Greens-controlled Senate is a major factor in your deliberations, by the sound of it.
Well, the Greens only control the Senate if one of the major parties votes with them. So in terms of the normal interplay that people have come to accept, that there will be oppositionist politics played in both houses, there's some real issues there. But I would hope that if there is a hung parliament, that some sanity can prevail in terms of the relationship between both houses of parliament and the way in which the system operates. I think people are sick of the Senate operating as just partisan politicians opposing one another when they're not elected in that sense, or technically they're not. So I think you may well see some positive outcomes in relation to that. And looking at a hung parliament through the eyes of what we're traditionally associated with the two sides fighting each other is the wrong way to look at a hung parliament. I think we just want to look at a bit of blue sky in relation to some of the potential outcomes.
If you thought you were busy before, it ain't nothing to what you're going to be like now, Tony Windsor. I'm grateful to you for taking the time to talk to a Melbourne audience.
Okay, thanks very much, John. And I like Melbourne. Great place.
Excellent. Well, pop in when you're down here next time.
Okay.
We'll buy you coffee.
Cheers.
Tony Windsor, the independent member for New England in the federal parliament.